We have some special guests in the studio, the paleo nerds themselves.
And we're here. We're in the house.
And yes, we have Rachel and Dave Strassman, along with our own Layla Carey here, who's going to fill us in with some info, I guess, too. She was invited in by the paleo nerds.
We asked her in, yeah.
So welcome. And Dave, you are from Ojai, California, correct?
Well, that's where I'm currently living now. Okay. Yeah, yeah. And I moved here exactly 20 years ago. September 6, 2001. And I've had a property here ever since. And I believe I first came to Ketchikan in the early 90s visiting a friend up here. So I've been coming to K-Town for 30 years.
Okay. And were you with the COVID the last, you know, year, were you not coming up here?
What, did something happen? Did something happen last year?
I think.
No, last year was the first time in 30 years that I did not make it to Ketchikan during the summer. So, but I'm here. I'm here. I come with the salmon every year.
Except for last year. Yeah.
Except for last year.
But anyways, yeah, Dave and I usually go on little paleo adventures when Dave is up here. And we go out fossil hunting, and there's cool fossils here in Southeast Alaska. And Dave had this brilliant idea since he was stuck at home last year.
Yeah, well, I'm a performer, and my tours got canceled in Australia, and I'm sitting around. And you can only take so much Netflix. And
well, that's why you get Hulu and then you get HBO.
And,
and, and KRBD.
That's right.
Say, yeah.
Thank you. And public radio, of course.
Yeah. Get that in. So I said, because I've always, when we're on our adventures, I'm always asking Ray, what is this rock? Is this Permian? Is this Cretaceous? No, Dave. I've told you this is that. And I'm always learning from Ray's vast knowledge of, because Ray is a, besides being an Alaskan artist, he's also a paleontologist and has written. Well,
I'm
written
a paleo nerd. I will confess.
He is
to
a
that.
Nerd, but he's also a paleontologist. You've written books on the subject. You pal around with the top. The top guys, Smithsonian, the heads of the Smithsonian, and he's got the knowledge base. So I said, and our dynamic is fun because he's always correcting me. Because, like, your name is Leela or Layla?
Layla.
And I'm always saying
Layla. He's always
Layla.
Calling you Leela. And it's like, dude,
I get
it's
that
Layla.
All the time.
And then I say Pleistocene.
Wow, Dave, there you go again, man.
Is it Pleistocene?
Pleistocene.
It's Pleistocene.
Pleistocene, dude. Yeah. And it's not a shtick. It's the real thing that you're seeing real life when I correct Dave.
All right, but, so we're talking about all this paleo stuff, but people might not know what we're talking about.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Yeah,
if they haven't tuned into Paleo Nerds. So on Saturdays, KRBD rebroadcasts, I guess, your podcast, although we're... What, 2 years back?
Year behind.
We're a year behind, but...
That's why we asked Layla in today. Layla, what are you doing here?
I don't know. You guys said show up and I'm here, so... But no, I've been, with your permission and gracious permission, I've been...
Our encouragement.
Yes. I've been editing the podcast because they're too long for a regular radio segment. They're usually around an hour 16, somewhere in there. And we need to get it down to 59 minutes. And so I've been editing that in order to get the – and it's challenging because it's all so interesting. But I have to choose little bits that I can take out in order to get it down to that time frame. And every now and then somebody says a naughty word. So
no.
I have to –
we bleep those.
Well, wait. No, I make sure there are zero naughty words.
There were naughty words in the first
early
few
on.
Episodes.
Were they? So, yeah, Dave's –
But since there have not been recently, but the first few episodes, there were some naughty words that I had to silence.
Well, thank you for making it radio friendly. And,
oh, sure.
Is there anything I could do to, like, you know, have more Ray and less Dave?
Yeah, wear a muzzle, Ray.
I'll take bribes.
Sure. All right. Yeah. So
your editing, I just have to praise you. You have taken. It takes me about 20 to 25 hours to edit an episode, and you do it seamlessly. You turn my 1 hour and 20 into a 59-minute gem, and thank you.
Thank you so much. And what's great is, I mean, I was just doing it for us, but now it's going elsewhere.
It is going elsewhere, and thanks to your editing, other radio stations are now picking it up. We're in Petersburg. We're in... where else?
We're in Kenai, Fairbanks, and Port Townsend coming up.
Port Townsend.
Yeah, so all public radio stations.
Yep, because we love NPR. And, so, Layla, have you you've learned a thing or two as you've jumped into this? You know, it's much more than just dinosaurs, right? I mean.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I've found it very, very interesting. And I mean, I've always been interested in this sort of topic. So that helps. But yeah, it's been great and very scientific, but in a very accessible way for those who are not familiar with science. So I do, if you haven't checked it out yet, I do encourage folks to listen 11 o'clock on Saturdays on KRBD, or you can also go to the Paleo Nerds website and catch it there, the unedited version.
That's right.
Ray, tell the listeners exactly who and what we interview about, and what do we talk
who
about?
Who and exactly what? There's so many, Dave. Yeah. So actually, there's we're into season three now on the old internet and via your phones and all that good stuff. 32 episodes in the first two seasons, and so we're three episodes in. And today, actually, on the web, there's another one. William Stout just dropped today. Really excited about William Stout. He's a fellow artist. But we have had paleontologists from literally all over the world. We have some from at least one from Down Under.
Yep.
Where you're known. You're a household name down there. We've had Kirk Johnson from the Smithsonian. We've had another artist by our friend Gary Staub was
by. The real Dr. Alan Grant.
And we had the real Dr. Alan Grant, Jack Horner. And we ended, I guess you can look forward to these things on KRBD because we're going to catch up, you know, slowly. We ended with Bob Bakker, he's very well known, probably arguably the most famous paleontologist in the world.
He reignited dinosaurs pretty much in the public consciousness starting in the 70s.
But we try to be very diverse, too.
Fun.
And have fun. And every now and then we go way deep and we talk for almost 2 hours with some of our guests.
And we say words like Oncorhynchus.
Rostrosis.
Yeah. Do you know what Oncorhynchus is?
I do not, though it sounds familiar.
Familiar. I hope it's familiar to you. That's a salmon. That's the genus of Pacific salmon.
Ah.
And actually, coming up in a couple of weeks, we're going to have Jerry Smith, Keith Smith's father. You guys know Keith Smith from First City Players. His father is actually a very well-known paleo-ichthyologist. And we're going to talk. We're talking to him about the giant spike-toothed salmon.
I always ancient, like to do this. Extinct.
Yes, it's extinct.
But here's the weird thing is I didn't know that trout are not trout. They're salmon. I thought trouts were a different kind of fish than salmon.
Well, the Western trout are, Dave.
Right.
It's nuanced. So we always
into
what
this.
See,
he always corrects you.
Do we really care? Do we really care if it's just a Western trout?
We do because it's different. They're different, Dave.
Okay.
Different
so what
genus.
Is the trout? What's the genus?
The genus
then?
And family. So,
so salmon
know, the
is Oncorhynchus.
Brook trout are different things.
Yeah, okay, but salmon is called Oncorhynchus. And out in
right. And so steelhead is also Oncorhynchus micus. And actually, it's.
Micus?
That's right. Yeah, you can do stuff with that, I know. But.
And the,
but it's actually Jerry
and the Atlantic
Smith
salmon, the ones that are
really
all
cool
horribly
thing.
Colored, are called salmo, right? They're not Oncorhynchus.
That's the Atlantic trout is
Atlantic
salmon. The Atlantic salmon is actually a different genus. So
here
we get
all confused. I get confused the genus, species, family.
But you know, people often ask me, why am I doing a podcast with a ventriloquist?
Because look, if I'm a ventriloquist, that must make Ray the
I say it's pretty amazing because even though it's audio only, every time we do one of our interviews, Dave never moves his lips. It's pretty amazing. It's astounding, really.
And you know what, Ray? You have a great face for radio.
Let me ask you, because you said you have 32 episodes so far or something along those lines.
Yeah, we're three or four episodes into season three. So,
so you obviously don't do it weekly. How often do you produce these podcasts?
Well, we probably record every week, every other week or so, and we our seasons are about 16 episodes. We just chose that number out of
hat. Somehow that happened.
Yeah, and right now I have already edited about 9 episodes, and we're
for season three,
and we're three today. Dropped William Stout, the incredible artist, and.
Yeah. Can we talk about some of the upcoming?
Sure.
One that I'm really super excited about because, you know, people here, you have to look forward to this, but, you know, they're looking for fossils on Mars. You know that? And we have the guy lined up. So we line up these interviews, and these are very busy people, but we have the guy the paleontologist who is working for NASA at the
on the Mars 2020 mission, yeah. The Perseverance rover.
So I'm so excited to be talking to him. Yeah, like,
he's
what
the one
are they
that's ahead
for?
Of. He looks at ancient life here on Earth, and how do you determine a rock that's 3 billion years old but has got little.
3 billion years.
Yeah, it's got life in it. So how do you go to another planet using their robot, their rover, and they do chemical analysis and visual analysis? How do you determine there's life on Mars? And he's the head of that, Ken Williford, and that's going to be that's going to be amazing to talk to him.
So how do you line up these interviews? You must have some clout.
Ray, actually, Ray has he's lined them all up except for one guest.
I got a little paleo cred out there. So, but also the show is getting its own momentum now. So we have quite a few listeners via the podcast. And then I'm just astounded. I walk around town, people stop me left and right, just listening to it on KRBD. And so, like I said, it's kind of a homegrown K-Town thing. Started here in K-Town, and it's getting out there in the world. But we are, like I said, dealing with, it's not just dinosaurs, it's just every kind of paleo thing. And I think it's really highly relevant, too, for what we're going through in the world now. And I think to understand, just to help us understand our planet, how everything came to be here and how life came to be here and how we're all related, man.
But we're also at a time where we could be losing parts of our planet and species and our oceans are acidifying. And we just came from Idaho. Actually, it was pretty hot last week here. I wonder why.
Yeah, there's that thing. That little
did you guys
wave.
Have 82 degrees here?
I think
it got really hot.
It got really hot, yeah.
They claim, I think it was hotter than that, but.
It certainly felt hotter than 82.
But yeah. I think we did get an 82.
So, we do talk about relevant issues.
And let me ask you, you also mentioned that when you come down here, the two of you go fossil hunting. Where do you go? How do you?
Well, it's kind of like fishing holes.
Yeah, it's a secret.
It's a secret.
It's out there.
But there's a lot out there?
There is a lot out there. And actually, if you tune into it, I moved here 38 years ago, and I thought this was fossil-deprived country. But really, the more you learn, the more you learn about the rocks, the geology. So if you're into paleo, it's really good to know your geology. So if you know where the rocks are, basically go to where the rocks are. This island is volcanic pretty much, but there are actually a few spots on this island that have the sedimentary rocks. And then it gets better over on Gravina. Ichthyosaurs have been found over on Gravina, and I've been along on those trips, and Dave and I have gone over there.
Ray has shown me three-dimensional coral that's 300 million years old. It's three-dimensional, sticking out of a tidal line. You look at it, and you go, oh, my goodness, this is – you can see it's coral. It's coral, and there's
– it's like walking on a Devonian reef, you know, time-traveling into the past. And Prince of Wales, there's lots of good stuff over that way.
And then up by St. Petersburg, we saw the forest floor in hard rock, right? You look, on the tide went out, and there are these big sheets of forest floor, leaf after leaf impression and pine needles from
the
Eocene. 50 million years ago.
50.
Yeah.
See, Dave is learning it.
50 million years ago, leaf impressions in rock. It's astounding.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like you just need to... somebody needs to kind of sneak and tag along with you guys or something if you want to see it.
There is this guy named Chuck that follows us.
Yeah.
That's your cue.
It's Ray's alter ego.
No.
Yeah.
And then there's this really cute little character named Teddy Bear that also comes along.
Well, he's referring to the puppet characters in my show.
I'm trying to tease them. I'm trying to tease them out of him now.
See, he thinks the puppets are real. So I try to tell him that
they are real. Google David Strassman. Check out his stuff.
I'm a grown man who plays with dolls.
Yes.
So how long are you going to be here this summer?
We're here just for a week. I think we're a couple of days too late to get that 80-degree beach weather. But
one last day of sunshine here today.
Yeah,
perhaps.
No, I miss it. You get off the you exit the airport and you just take a big whiff, and I love that smell here in Ketchikan. It is fresh and the sea, and it's just so beautiful.
Shalty.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being here this morning. And again, Paleo Nerds is Saturdays, 11 a.m. here on KRBD. And the Paleo Nerd website, you can find out even more and listen to more of those.
PaleoNerds.com.
There we go.
You can see the pictures and stuff. Yeah.
Instead of just imagining it in your mind's eye.
And you two are rocking some very cool t-shirts, gotta say. Late on night, not so much, but you know.
She's wearing my
I wore
same
mine
dress.
Yesterday.
Oh,
so
you did? Okay.
I was really,
all right.
Yeah.
All right.
But
good.
I do want to add, though, that Paleo Nerd's website, you and your daughter put together these amazing pages of each guest.
Yeah, so check that out. So
and
each
if,
guest.
Yeah,
so
you if dive you down into photos and links, and it is comprehensive.
Karina Troll does that for us, and she had a show here on KRBD as well as Patrick Troll. So the kids are here too.
Yes,
anyways,
Patrick Troll still does.
Yes, that's right. Burger Church.
Yes, Friday nights.
Friday nights.
Okay, again, thank you so much. And have fun out there fossil hunting and look forward to your next episodes.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, Maria.
Thank you very much. Ray Troll, Dave Strassman, the Paleo Nerds.